Okay, so today was the Yortzeit of Rav Aaron Leib from Far Mishlan. It's a big, big Bar Moifis. I'm not going to say any stories about his Moifisim now. So they say a story about him on Motzei Shabbos, that he was once sitting from Alav Malka with his Chassidim. And there was another Yedem, Rabbi Leo Shvadron. And as they were saying the stanza, which we're going to say, Mitzvah Shem, Ashrei mi sheraa pano b'chalom. Fortunate is the one who sees him in a dream. So this Rabbi Eliyahu, Shvadvon, he let out a sigh, like, ah, ah, ah. So the rabbi was looking at him across the table. And he saw that he was very upset. This was Rabbi Eliyahu. Ah, ah, ah. So rabbi went over to him. He took a type of a handkerchief, and he put it on his head. This is a mifus. Put it on his head, and this video fell asleep. So he starts to dream. And in his dream, he sees that he's sitting in his house. And Eliyahu HaNavi walks in through the door. And he's so happy that he has a guest like this. So he calls over the Rebbetzin, and he says, look, Mama Shachosh of a guest just walked through the door. You have to be machabed him. So he says to her, quick, go make one of your nice dishes. So we machabed him, and he'll mach a bracha, and we'll all say amen to his bracha. That's what they wanted. So she goes very quickly, like Avram and Sarah. She goes, she prepares the dish, puts it on the table, and he says to Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, this is a special dish we made for you. Make a bracha, and we're all going to say amen. Right? Like in the story of Avram and Sarah, did the malachim end up eating? They're not eating, are they? Right? So Eliyahu looks at him, and he says to him, Tipa srucha. He says, a tipa srucha. Al dover gashmi v'hevel kazeh. He called him a tipa srucha. He says, al dover gashmi v'hevel kazeh. On a thing like this, on a dover gashmi hevel like this, you want me to mention the name of the Melech Malchiyam Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He said, he had such a pachad v'noira that he woke up from his dream. From such a blast from Eliyahu HaNavi. And Rabbi Aaron Leib looked at him and he says, did you have a good schluff? Did you get to see the one who you wanted to see? And again, going back to where we were holding in the beginning, right, when he said, Ashi Mishu Parabel, he said, ah, as if like he really wanted to. So I went, okay, I'll give it to you. Right? So he gave it to him. So he says that from that point on, any time in his life he picked up a food to make a bracha, he had trauma from the experience. He says he had a pachad gadol. Remember the gaara that Eliyahu HaNavi gave him when he wanted to make a bracha. He wanted to make a bracha on food. He says, Tipa srucha, you want to mention the Ribbono Shel'Olam's name or something like this? Right? Unbelievable. Mamish craziness. Mamish crazy. You see from here, it's mamish an amazing thing. You look at the Megillah, for example. In the Megillah, you see that the whole tzara that befell Bnei Yisrael was because they went to Sudas Achashverosh and they were nenef from Sudas Achashverosh. To be nenef from Sudas Achashverosh, right? It doesn't say in the Gemara that they had Bishal Akum like the Medrash says, or that they were pagan barayas like all the Midrashim say. It says that they were nenef from Sudas Achashverosh. You have to understand that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, and you would go to the Beis HaMikdash, and you saw that the way the Kohanim ate, right, the Kohanim Oichlim were Baal Miskapim. This wasn't a regular Achila. This is an Achila that by the Kohanim's eating, they caused Kapara for those who brought the Korbanos. Be able to see how a Jew is supposed to eat. 70 years later now, that they're in Golas, and Achashverosh is wearing the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, and they're sitting at a Suda like this, and he's bringing out the delicacies. This in itself is a Churban Beis HaMikdash. That you could sit by a table like this and enjoy all the delicacies and all the fine foods and all the fine dishes and drinks and everything, all the Olam Hazeh HaHevel that he brought in front of them, that they partook from this and they enjoyed themselves. This in itself showed how far they were from Beis HaMikdash. How far they were. The whole tikkun, of course, was the fact that Esther said, we're going to make a tzom. We're going to fast for 3 days. Nobody's going to touch anything to eat for 3 days. And of course, she understood that, and when she was in the Beis HaMalchus, she didn't partake of anything. Chazal says she ate zaroinim. She ate seeds. She was like a bird. She ate seeds the entire time, because she understood the shayrish of the chet. And therefore, by doing so, by realizing that there was a pagam ba'achila, and they said, Sumo alai shleishas yamim, Why did they have to fast for 3 days? The reason why they had to fast for 3 days was because what they wanted to do was not just that there should be a fast, and by fasting it should be a kapara. What they wanted to do is they wanted to change the whole Yiddish perspective of eating. That if you don't eat for 3 days and you come again to eat after 3 days, you have a different perspective altogether of what it's like to eat. And that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to change the Yiddish way of seeing how would you eat. And who were the zeichet to at the end of the day? Who was the Baal HaNes? Elyon Avi, Schar Bo'ina. That since they were Mahadir in his Inyan, so since Elyon Avi's Inyan, is that his Inyan is that he says you have to know how a Jew eats. A Jew eats in a different way. Even to mention the name of the Malach, you're making a bracha, you're doing everything right. But just that Havana is that you don't take a Meichel Dover Gush. When the Tzadikim make brachas, they have an Inyanim, they're Malad, they're Netzoritzes HaKadosh, and they see it as a whole Avodah. Mamash a whole Avodah. So there was Zechet Elyon Avi because they were right there in his Inyan. That's Elyon Avi. At the Mishta, Bahama Neifel Alamita, that she was able to make a Mishta like that, that's a Tikkun in that Inyan. Rabbanu from Shisra has an interesting Vart, a beautiful Vart. He says that we know Esther was fasting. Right? So if she was fasting, then what's going on at the Mishta? Is she partaking of the Mishta? Is she not partaking of the Mishta? If she's fasting too for 3 days, then what's going on? So he says like this. He says there's fasting. I said there's also eating in a way that you fast. And that's a higher madriga. That a Jew can eat and he can still be fasting. That he mamish has no hana. That he would rather not be eating. And he only eats because he has to have to. That's called a higher madriga of eating, which is fasting. And that's what she was Makai. And that's why she was Zeichet Elyon Avi. Because you can eat. But know how a Jew eats. And if you eat like a Jew eats, you could be Zeichet to Bechinas Elio. And that's what she was Zeichet to. My Rebbe, Rav Chaim Brimzatzal, I can't even hardly say he's my Rebbe. Rav Chaim Brimzatzal, he was once sitting at the Seder. He was once sitting at the Pesach Seder with his son, his mamasha, Tzadik Yisrael Olam, sits and learns in the Vishnus based Medrash Ad Hayoyim, Kola Torah Kula, every single day of his life. He once got up to the part of Shulchan Aruch, and they were about to partake, and he tapped his son on the shoulder, Rav Chaim Brim, and he told his son, he whispered in his ear, because this is not a madriga for everybody, he says, this is where the real avodah of the Seder begins. Right here, Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Usually people, this is mamash, you see me mizrach lamarv in this. Many times people, they go through the whole Seder, so they come to Shulchan Aruch, oh, we're here Shulchan Aruch, okay, bring out the food, everybody sits back, we're finally here. Finally made it to Shulchan Aruch, right? Now we can finally just take off our jacket, to throw our hats off, we can take a break from the Seder, and we can eat like a regular Yontif Suda. That's the difference between tzaddikim. If Chaim Bim tapped him on the shoulder, this is where the real avodah begins right now. And how you eat that safon, you eat it on a full stomach, to eat it with the hislavas, is a part of the avodah. That's mamash, the whole seder is to come to safon. That's me'ein l'korban be'ezach. According to some Rishonim, that's ikra achilas matzah. But some people, their mamash, they're so bloated and they're so full from the meal, that's achila gasa, al gavi achila gasa. It's some tzaddikim, Chaim Bim, he fasted 40 years straight. 40 years straight. Imagine such a thing? You only eat in the nights. 40 years. I can give you a whole shmooze about this. His madrig is in his achila. It's befitting for somebody like him to turn to his son to say, this is where the real avodah begins. His brother, Rabbi Shua, whenever he would sit by a suda, he would sit with his jat and his hat and jacket. Mamash, it was a whole avodah. My Rabbi told me that also. Rabbi Matal told me, how does a Jew eat? He comes, he sits with his hat and his jacket. And he's mechav in his avodah. So it's a big avodah by tzaddikim. Mamash, they consider it to be the highest avodah. One of the reasons why is because it has to do with the original pagam of the chili tzadas was a pagam in achila. The Chazon Ish called achila the avi of a satoma. That's what he called it. Aaron Leib Steinman. In his older years, he also was, he hardly ate. I told you once what Rav Adaret said. He said, Aaron Leib eats in 1 month what we eat in 1 day. So if Aaron Leib, whenever it would be time to eat, they would say, oh, it was time to eat, and he would go, ah, oh, it's that time of day again, I have to eat now. That time of day again. The Sami Rebbe had a hanhaga that he would not eat until somebody told him it was time to eat. Unless his Rebbe said, she would say, honey, it's time to eat. And unless somebody would say to him, it's time to eat, he wouldn't put anything into his mouth. Only if somebody would say, he took it into the Simon Shemaim, it's time to eat. Otherwise, he would go and go and go, and he wouldn't eat anything. Of course, we're not holding on such madrigas. What you see that the tzaddikim, that we see that the way that they eat and the way that we eat, mamash, it's orvach ha'ishach. There's a known story with Aaron Carlina. Aaron Carlina, one chassid was once looking at Aaron Carlina and they said to him, "So what's the difference between me and you? I eat apples, you eat apples. What's the difference? You make brachas, I make brachas." He said, "The difference between me and you is that you make a bracha to eat the apple. I eat the apple to make the bracha." Madrigas. I have to share one last story. This is Rav David Lulliver. He was once walking on the road and he met Eliyahu HaNavi. And he was dressed up. He was dressed up and he was wearing the clothes of a guy. And he had a belt which was made out of straw. So he said, "Shalom Aleichem." So Rav David Lulliver said to Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, "I don't understand." He says, "Why are you dressing up like a guy?" This is a manafshach. He says, "Even if you dressed up as a yid, nobody would recognize you. If they're not zeichet to know who you are. And somebody who is right to know who you are, he can recognize you even if you're a guy, if you dress like a guy. So what manaf can mean if you dress up like a guy?" So the enemy said, he said back to him, he says, "Man asa, what can I do? The world isn't kedai that I should dress up as a Jew. The world isn't kedai that I should dress up like a yid. The world is only kedai that I should dress up like a guy."
What does it even mean?
He comes into the world and he comes with certain levushim, and those levushim which he is able to wear is able to demonstrate the madrig of the world. Listen, if we were all kedai, he would be megala himself completely, right? But he can't be. And just like he can't megala himself, so there's only ways in which he can megala himself. So the world is in such a state that the only way he could be megala himself, when he goes into the cheder of levushim, he has to pick up something off. He's only allowed to take off a levush, which is a levush nachi. This is the state of the world, it's not. It needs a big tikkun this round.
That was then. Who was that?
Listen, there's some rebbetzins who are lighting candles now for big tzaddikim, so who knows what the world is looking like. Everyone's told us a story. He said that once Rabbunim was sitting at the Seder, amongst his Talmidim, the Varki Rebbe, and I think it was Rabbunim. It was Rabbunim. And the other big tzaddikim of Rabbunim, the Chiddush Arim was there, and other tzaddikim were there by the Seder. And he said that all of a sudden a farmer walks in and he starts talking to Rabbunim about the price of wheat. I think a whole conversation, $50, $60, I don't know if it's going to go up, it's going to go down. A whole conversation back and forth, middle of the Seder. Some farmer walks in the middle of the Seder, starts speaking to Rabbunim, and then he goes away. So there was a yid there who was at the Seder and he tapped the varki on the shoulder. He says, "Strangest thing, I've never seen them before. Who's this guy? What are you talking to him about the price of wheat up and down?" So the Vorki said like this to him. He says, "What you just saw is what you saw. And what I saw was something different than what you saw. And what the Rebbe saw is something different than what both you and I saw." Because it was Eliyahu HaNavi who was coming tonight to say there. And everybody was only able to see what they were able to see. So this Jew, this Megushim Dika Jew, he was only able to see a farmer who was talking about the price of wheat. The Vorki Rebbe, who was a big tzaddik, he saw the halakhic conversation. Rabbunim saw Eliyahu HaNavi, and whatever they were talking about, they were talking about things mamash ayimid b'rum shalana. Whatever that had to do with the yidden, with the velt, whatever it was, the way it was mishtalshal to everybody around them, everybody heard different things and saw different things. It has to do with the Megillah also. Eliyahu HaNavi, he's the man of disguise, is he not? He comes in, charvoina, nobody knows who he is, he's charvoina. That's called Aderes Eliyahu. Aderes Eliyahu. It means that he dresses up the cloak of Eliyahu HaNavi, that he's able to come in all different types of disguises, which of course is the lashon of Adar. So I'm going to say Aderes Eliyahu, that it's a month of Adar, it's a month of Eliyahu HaNavi, it's Gilui Eliyahu HaNavi. It's also interesting that in this pismo, which we say about Eliyahu HaNavi, we say that he was sold as a Rebbe, as an Eved, even though he's a Rebbe, right? How can the Eved sell his Rebbe for Shmoyna Meyos Elov Zehuvim? It's very interesting that if you look in the Megillah, you see it's a very similar story. You see that Haman wanted to sell Mordechai. He says, "Hinei nimkarnu ami, we've been sold." Haman, he bought. There was a masu matan took place with Shimon Achashverosh. So here you have Haman was selling away Mordechai. Well, who was Mordechai? It was his Rebbe. And the Gemara says that Haman was an Eved to Mordechai. He's trying to sell his Rebbe. Interesting, that number is a very interesting number. The Mefarshim wonder why Shmoyna Meyos Zehuvim, why 800 Zehuvim? So you take a look at the amount of people that were killed in Shushan that day of Shushan Purim. There were 800 people who were killed that day. Very interesting that there's correlations. I'm sure there's many more between that story and the story of Purim. What's interesting is that when you come to Shabbos, on Motzi Shabbos, which is Melacha Malka, so the halacha in Shachanarach is that a person has chayiv to eat a kazayis. It's It's chayav to eat a kazayis. What's this lo'olam? Like it's like everybody wants to have dinner anyway. So like what? You have to be matzavah. It's lo'olam. You must do it. The Vilna Gaon used to make sure that his wife, even if she was sick, he made sure that like she stuffed in her mouth a kazayis. Ad mesiris nefesh. Tzedikim v'makayim. Lavamaka. Why? The teretz is because when you come to Shabbos Kodesh and you eat on Shabbos Kodesh, when a tzaddik eats on Shabbos Kodesh, it's not a regular achil on Shabbos Kodesh. He's eating kedusha. And he has to come back into this world and eat filthy magushim to food. He says, I don't want to have anything to do with that. So that's why on Wednesday Shabbos, you have a tzivoy. Lo'oylam yisadar adam shulchan. He has to eat. Just eat a kazayas. Just eat a kazayas. For a tzaddik, all he wants is just the minimum amount. Only a kazayas, I could disciple it. When he does that, he's able to make at least a bridge between Shabbos and to the rest of the week. Then he should be able to be soibel achila legamre. There's that bridge. But there's a huge nefila on Motzei Shabbos from the eating of Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. So we should be zeicha. We should be zeicha to know of such madrigas. Of course, it's a lifetime of work to go from one thing to the next. But ultimately, that's what we're trying to do. This is one of the big avoiders by tzaddikim. We should be zeicha to be mesakin that inyan. Zeicha to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. Yisroel Tzaddik, may have a minu amen.
Amen.